to Agenda D, the October agenda. I want to announce initially that our October 6th conference call is canceled, so we can take it from there.
Commissioner, Vice Chair Carpenter, this is Commissioner McIsaac.
Yes, sir, Commissioner McIsaac.
In speaking to the October meeting agenda review, let me say, first of all, thanks to staff for putting this out at this time. It's very helpful to a new commissioner to know what's coming well in advance, and I think also maybe to the members of the public that might want to travel to Olympia to testify. Agenda item 15 there has to do with the committee structure and process. And in the Port Angeles meeting, I spoke to that. And for the three commissioners that were not there, who may have not had the opportunity to listen to the audio of the final agenda item in Port Angeles, maybe just very quickly speak a bit to what this means to have it on the agenda for October. The committee process and structure, to me, walking through the front door, seemed a little bit awkward, and it wasn't clear exactly how it was being implemented and whether or not it might be possible to improve it a little bit. And in particular, the closed meeting part of it was something that seemed a little awkward to me. And so looking for maybe some options that could improve it, again, particularly from a public interaction perspective, but maybe also for commissioners who aren't on the committees, like myself, who might want to listen into a committee just to try to learn a little bit. I had suggested that this come up for another look. So for October, this is not a final decision agenda item, but rather it's the first of a two-meeting process to just take a little closer look at the options at one meeting, and then, if appropriate, take a much closer look at a second meeting and hear from the public in December as to whether or not to modify the existing protocol that was last revised in 2007. And so the staff is beginning some work of putting together a description of the status quo that's already in our procedures, but then also a few options that might possibly improve the process a little bit. So that's what number 15 is about, and appreciate the opportunity just to speak briefly to it. I would also say all the rest of the things on the agenda, it's very helpful to see that, and as early as possible, I think it's a very good stroke of business, and an appreciation to the staff putting that together.
Are there any questions of Commissioner McIsaac? Hearing none, are there any other general discussion items that want to be raised this morning?
Mr. Vice Chair?
Mr. Joe Storr.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I just wanted to let the commission know that in related to item 2 on the October agenda, as I think the commissioners remember, the mineral prospectors had challenged some rules that we had made on our hydraulic project approval process. And a Superior Court order had us come back and deal with some issues related to small business economic impacts and to assure that the path forward was the least burdensome on the permittees. And we made those changes and suggested the commission adopt them. The commission did, and you guys did in your August meeting. And the prospectors have contacted us and want to come to the October meeting and talk about their concerns with the approval of that process. There are a fairly large number, as I think many of the commissioners remember, fairly large number of mineral prospectors that can show up at these meetings. And so what we've done in terms of public input is allowed them 15 minutes for a panel of mineral prospectors to come up, so you don't have a number of folks coming up and sort of saying the same thing, but instead a panel that would represent the larger group and they, Mineral Prospectors, I think, were in agreement with that process change, and so what you'll see, I think, is for item number two, if the commission permits, is a panel of those folks coming up instead of one by one.
Yeah. Joe, this is Commissioner Carpenter. I assume, as in the past, it's a panel of three, as we've normally done?
I believe it's three, yes.
Thank you.
Joe, Commissioner Thorburn, if it's okay, Vice Chair. So you said that they want to talk about our process, which was the focus of the court's decision. But also, as I recall, there is a concern about how the pamphlet rules impact, or not the pamphlet rules, but there were certain rivers and streams that were limited by the rule. Could we also ask that they touch on that as well, what their specific concerns are with the rules and not just the process issue?
We can, Commissioner Thorburn. I imagine, as you know, you'll hear about a lot of things from this panel. The two particular changes, though, that the commission made were in response to the
right.
Superior Court.
I understand that.
The work windows have been an issue of concern that I'm sure we'll hear about, but we'll bring that to their attention.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Chair Smith, sure. Did you have a question?
Pardon?
I thought I heard you to get the floor.
Right. Just if the panel, and I'm fine, I think the panel's a good idea, but would they still want the 3 minutes open to them, or are they giving up that because of having the panel?
My understanding is in lieu of a number of them coming up and using their 3 minutes, they would have a panel that would represent all of the above.
Okay.
Commissioner Baker, with a question.
Good morning, Commissioner Baker.
Hi. Well, as I'm looking at the, this is a clearing up a confusion question. At the October agenda, are you saying that this panel would be under the open public input 9 o'clock agenda 2 item?
Yes, Commissioner.
For the afternoon session, Barbara. They haven't told us whether they're coming to the morning or the afternoon session, but those are what we've offered.
Okay, and so my question really is that when we were looking at this a few months ago, we were looking at many, many pieces of mail and emails from opponents, not of necessarily of the process, but of the whole idea of such and dredge mining. Will it be called out specifically on the agenda so that the opponents of this process will also know that we're taking this under consideration?
Commissioner Baker, we could do that. We hadn't thought about that, to tell you the truth.
Well, it just seems like giving one side 15 minutes and not clarifying what it is we're talking about or not being specific, what will happen, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure their positions haven't changed, and then we will be inundated again. And so if we're going to take up the issue of suction dredge mining again, and not just the process, which was pretty easy to deal with, but just the whole idea of whether we ought to be doing it or not, I think maybe we might need more than a 15-minute panel.
Yeah, Joe, this is Commissioner Carpenter. I tend to agree with Commissioner Baker. In the past, we've primarily had these panel discussions where we have a pro and a con, and I think that's worked out pretty well. So for what can be done in that that direction, I think would be helpful.
Yeah, Commissioner Smith here, and I second that. All of my experiences, we have had both sides provided the opportunity for both sides.
We can look into it and get back to you.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Tammy.
This is Commissioner Grayville.
Mr. Grayville.
I know that Trout Unlimited has developed a position on the suction dredged mining and to support Commissioner Baker's question, we could probably do some outreach from, and I'm sure that Assistant Director Storr is aware of some of the other groups that have opinions in opposition to this activity, and we could probably get a panel put together that would give the commission a more balanced look at the whole issue of suction dredge mining. Does that make sense? And Joe, are you aware of some of these groups? I know Trout Unlimited is one.
Yeah, Commissioner Graybell, yeah, we're aware. There are a number of groups. I guess, you know, what we were trying to do here was to not open up the whole debate again about suction dredge mining, at least not for the October meeting, but instead knowing that a number of these the prospectors were concerned with the follow-up to the Superior Court order. We were just looking for a way to economize, you know, some efficiency in terms of having them have a chance to make their statement and then move on. But I mean, if the commission's desire is to have a discussion of pro and con about the larger picture, that's something we could build into the agenda.
Vice Chair Carpenter,
Mr. Thorburn.
Haven't the prospectors submitted a motion to the court challenging our decision or action in response to the court?
I'm not aware of that.
Any other discussion on this issue?
Well, this is Commissioner Grayville, and I kind of support Commissioner Baker's position that, A, we should have a balanced panel, as Commissioner Smith indicated, and that also maybe we do need to open up this topic again. I think there was a lot of work put into the pamphlet rules on this, but some of those are quite dated. Former Commissioner Wecker indicated that it was a different time when that policy was formed, and maybe we do need to take another look at this. And I put it to the commission, other commissioners, whether this is the appropriate time or not. But, you know, if we have promised the prospectors a forum in October, I don't think it would be too difficult to get a panel of three user groups or stakeholders together that could speak to their concerns at the same time. And maybe after that, those presentations, we can consider further action on that issue. And I do appreciate what Joe is doing here. We've done the same thing for the commercial fishermen, and it is a good way to kind of address, rather than sit and hear 30 presentations that sound the same. So I agree with his approach, but I also agree with Commissioner Baker's idea that maybe we have another panel that provides a different perspective in October.
So this is the Commissioner Baker again.
Commissioner Baker?
Yeah, thank you very much. Commissioner Thorburn's correct, I believe, that we considered in August the fact that the petitioners or that the prospectors had challenged our rulemaking process, and then as a result of that, and here's, I believe that maybe it was one of these phone meetings recently, we changed we added to that just a little bit to make sure that the court knew that the commission was behind and agreed with the department's interpretation. Sorry, I'm a little fuzzy. I'm actually pretty sick today. But so this is, I think, ongoing litigation. I haven't heard whether there was a final decision yet. And so we're talking about two different things. If the prospectors want to come and give us a little bit more on the process and their challenge and the court action and that sort of thing, I don't want to deny them that possibility. I think it could be a little premature. And maybe we just need to know if it's premature or not, let the staff tell us. But all through that, at least my inclination was that there was a much larger issue lurking. And I would be happy and would think that we should go to whether it's a new day and whether this is an activity that we should continue to support on our beaches and in our rivers. But if we do, I think we're going to need more than 15-minute panels. And that concludes my points that I wanted to make on this. I think it's an important issue for us to address, but I don't think we can do it in open public input in October.
Okay, we'll work with staff. Barbara, I've heard what everybody has to say. We'll work with staff and see what they recommend, and we'll see what the next step will be.
Okay.
I don't want to get too far down this subject just because we're only supposed to be talking about the October agenda, and so getting too far off on this other subject is kind of outside of what we should be talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
Good comment.
All right.
Do we have any other general discussion items today?
This is Commissioner Grayville. I just wanted to share with you, this is a regard to, well, I'm going off topic. We're just talking about our agenda. I can give a briefing on the progress of the Douglas County PUD move to take over the hatchery at Wells Dam, and in some meetings on that topic, but I can update people and staff on the progress of that outside of this meeting. Conference call, excuse me.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Graybill. Any other general discussion items this morning?
Mr. Chair, this is Jim. Just a couple of quick items. We're putting the finishing touches on our diversity and inclusion plan, so we should be able to provide a copy of that to the commission probably later today. We're moving forward on several items, including increasing our education efforts and putting together a workforce diversity group, as well as opening the opportunity for affinity groups and several other items. So we'll send that out, and please provide me some feedback if you would like to. Atlantic salmon issue seems to be settling down considerably. I think those fish are falling out of the system, if you will. Mortality seems pretty high. The ones that have been caught recently are pretty emaciated, and it looks like most of them are just going through natural mortality. So that's idling down a little bit. We're in the phase of trying to evaluate the exact what was the cause of the failure, and people are looking at the recovery net cable systems right now to try to determine that. The Wolf lawsuit, we were sued a couple of days ago. It's the lawsuit itself is around a challenge to our use of SEPA, if we adequately used SEPA when we modified our lethal take methodology from what was in the original plan. We believe we followed SEPA when we developed the plan and we're covered, but obviously they don't discuss all that. And then I just have a few items.
Could I ask a question before you move on to a few items, Jim, please?
Sure.
On the Atlantic salmon issue, I heard a presentation by a representative of Ocean Dock, works on the Salish Sea issues, and the presenter said that from previous Atlantic salmon escapes in the sound, there has been evidence of spawning, not hybridization, but spawning Atlantic salmon, and that hasn't been mentioned that I recall to us. Do we know anything about that? Is that valid?
I have heard that there was some limited spawning that occurred on Vancouver Island, but I also heard that no fish were from those spawnings, or they didn't. There wasn't a returning population or anything.
Okay. Thank you.
Joe just reminded me that I'm also getting off track a little bit, but I just wanted to, when I had the opportunity, I wanted to let the folks, you all know a bit what's going on. So just to finish up, I did talk to the affiliated tribes of Northwest Indians last week. I thought that was really a great meeting in Spokane. It was a large meeting. We've started to visit with the Coastal Conservation Association and the Northwest Sport Fishing Industry folks. Just some general conversations before we head into the North of Falcon processes this winter. We're continuing to try to get our hands around how we can approach the transparency issue in North of Falcon, and we've been able to set up a meeting just prior to the commission meeting with some of the folks that are advocating more transparency in the tribal meeting. So we'll be doing that at the next commission meeting. And just a couple items, if any questions on those, I'd be happy to talk to individual commissioners, but I thought I'd catch you while I had a chance.
Thank
you, Director. Do we have any other general discussion items this morning?
Mr. Chair, this is Eric Gardner. If you would allow me, I'd like to just seek some clarification and speak a little bit to the three-year package and muzzleloader petition.
I think we should stick to the topics, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, we're getting off a little bit of where we're supposed to be according to these types of calls. So I think we're going to have to wrap it up unless there's some other discussion point related to the October agenda. Okay, hearing none. I'm sorry.
Would Eric's question be related to the motion, though, that was on the agenda?
If it has to do with the petition that we heard, then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. I'll keep it brief. I'm hearing that we can do some follow-up afterwards, so I'll just keep it very short. Just wanted to remind the commission that the motion and the direction to incorporate this into the three-year package, that is a process that is underway. So in 2009, there was a substantial public process that involved the public and decisions made to keep things kind of in the primitive mode. As we go through our three-year package, we entertain interest from the public on topics. We've held 6 meetings so far. There are only 2 left, and we received public input. So the direction to incorporate this concept into that 3-year package does present a little bit of a challenge for us. I'll need to find out what your expectations are. Because one, we could simply summarize what we heard from the public and what their interests were and bring that forward in March, or it could be specific direction to reach back out to all muzzleloaders and seek input as I believe the motion sort of leaned to, and that will have the potential to really wake up our muzzleloaders who feel like things are on a standard course. So I'm just a little, I want to make sure we meet your need for bringing that issue through the 3-year package, but with the recognition that we're fairly well through that process, and this has not been an issue that was daylighted as a desire by the public or addressed so far.
Yeah, this is Jim. I also want to echo that as someone who's lived through many primitive weapon debates, just to be on clear, when you open it, it's a real can of worms when you open it up. And so I think the commission should be cautious on, I don't want to restrict or question debate or new information, but a lot of these questions have been answered, and anyway, you really open a can of worms when you look at these things.
Right. Any additional questions?
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Commissioner McIsaac. When I was supporting that motion, I wasn't necessarily supporting a gigantic process, but rather including it, not denying it now on the basis of not hearing from public about this idea, but including the idea in the listing of things that would go forward. So you've had a couple of public meetings now. It didn't come up. You're going to have another public meeting. Maybe it'll come up. Maybe it won't. And then as we get closer to March, that this issue would still, this idea would still be there, so that the public could comment. When I was supporting the motion, that's what I was thinking about.
Mr. Chair, this is Eric. I think we can work with that, but to be very clear, when we go to the public for the six meetings that have occurred, we give them an idea of the types of changes we're entertaining. Also, the public provides information, and we have that online. So we can come back in March and basically say, we recognize this was a topic of interest, so here is a summary of what we learned from those meetings, or we can very directly try to tackle the issue and seek input on it, which would mean that we would have to reach back out to those communities where the six meetings have been held and our muzzleloaders and raise the issue or essentially open that can of worms. And so I'm just seeking a little bit of clarity about what the commissioners my recommendation would be that we would acknowledge that it's a topic of interest. We would scour our minutes or input from those public meetings, our public input process, would reach out to some folks and come back in March and just give a summary of what we learned through this process on the topic without launching a specific campaign around this one issue.
Well, this is Commissioner McIsaac.
Good question.
Eric. One at a time. Mr. Thorburn first, then McIsaac.
Eric, are muzzleloaders represented as a group on GMAC?
I don't know if they have a organizational representation, but we certainly have hunters who are muzzleloader hunter affection autos on GMAC.
Okay.
And, you know, as I said, you know, most of them are fairly comfortable with where we are at. It was an extensive public process. It would be a shocker to them, I think, to have something bringing a more modern technology into the mix without having it fully daylighted through GMAC and at the front end of a three-year package and that sort of thing. We can do it. Don't mean to say we cannot do it, but if we do, it will be a specific effort to ensure we have done so.
Uh-huh.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Well, I was not thinking about any special effort to go back to the folks at the six meetings and reaching out to them as to the content of this discussion here today. I guess I had presumed that any idea that comes forward between now and March still can be considered in March. Noting that anything that comes in the day before the March meeting obviously is going to have a much taller sandhill to climb than one that started with the public meetings. I guess I also presume there's no ineligibility of an idea if it was not brought up in the public meeting, but someone could actually come up with an idea at the March meeting and still be eligible for consideration. So I was just supporting that motion in terms of not making a decision to say no to this idea forever, but rather to say no to this petition for immediate decision-making here today, but that the idea still could be considered somehow in March. But I was not looking for any extraordinary efforts to go back to the folks that have already been talked to, other than presuming all of those folks can come in March and say what they think after they've heard about the subsequent public meetings that they weren't even at originally. So I'm not looking for a huge burden on staff, but I was supporting it to keep the idea as an eligible idea to hear from some of the other folks who might not even know there was a petition, but still might be interested in the idea.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Jim. Commissioner McIsaac, everything you said is correct. All things are on the table, and there will be lots of stuff that comes between now and March up for discussion. So I think your evaluation and thoughts on it are correct.
Yeah, and I appreciate the clarification. Thank you.
Any other discussion? If I hear no objections, I'm going to move to adjourn this meeting, the commission meeting dated the, let me find it here, dated the September 28, 2017. It is now 8:56 a.m. and we stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.